Well, I mentioned in the email I send out midweek, sort of talking about what I'm thinking about for the Sunday to come. I mentioned that as I've been pondering these two Palm Sunday readings, it's the non-human actors and the inanimate objects that keep jumping out at me and their particular meanings and resonances in these two passages. Let me begin with the gate. You may have noticed, and one of the reasons this psalm that we read is often read on Palm Sunday is it talks about gates, the Lord entering a gate. Open the gates of righteousness. Let me come in and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. Now, although gates are not mentioned in the gospel account, a gate was crucial to this event of Palm Sunday. If you've ever seen pictures of or been to Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, you will know it is surrounded by a huge, massive wall. The only way to get in or out, well, I guess today you could use, you know, a parachute or something, but the only way in Jesus' time was through a gate. And we don't know exactly which gate Jesus might have gone through that day. There are a number of gates that face east towards the Mount of Olives, towards Bethany. But Jesus had to go through a gate that day. And it could be said thus that the gate he went through was the gate of righteousness. Because that's why he's going through it. As Jesus enters the gate that day on Palm Sunday, it's sort of a starting gate to the whole week ahead, which is all about our being made righteous. We don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. But because of what Jesus will be doing, we are reminded that we are righteous in God's eyes because of Jesus, that God loves us, forgives us. So that gate that day, whichever one it was that Jesus goes through, is truly the gate of righteousness and also the Lord's gate. But I was also thinking about gates because the idea of a gate occurs at other times earlier in the gospel accounts. For example, in John's gospel, Jesus describes himself as a gate. He's talking about being the good shepherd. And in that moment, he says, not only am I the good shepherd, he says, I am the gate. All those who come through me come to the Father. So isn't it interesting? This whole story gets started with Jesus, the gate to God for us, going through the gates of Jerusalem. And as he's doing that, of course, there's some other objects that come into play. As I said, Luke doesn't mention branches. He does mention cloaks or clothes in this translation being spread along the road, like a red carpet almost being laid out. But the psalm mentions branches. Lead the festival procession, it says, with branches, waving branches. And so we have these palm branches on this Palm Sunday, which remind us of that moment. But also, I think, perhaps remind us again of some other things that Jesus has said. I couldn't help thinking of Jesus saying to his followers at one point, I am the vine, you are the branches. You need to stay with me like the branches of a vine. I will give you life. I will give you what you need. And so in some interesting way, as the people are waving the branches that day, they're perhaps showing who they are. Jesus, the vine, is coming in, and they are the branches of that tree. And of course, I also can't help thinking of the tree that will come into play at the end of this week as well. And then there's that colt. This is sort of a reenactment of a prophecy said by the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. The king will come riding on a donkey, on a colt the foal of a donkey. Matthew tells us to really literally enact that Jesus actually rode both a colt and a donkey, which I've never quite figured out how that was possible. Luke just says it's a colt. It's humble. Some people may have been expecting Jesus to come riding in on a big white horse, you know, with the sword waving like a conquering hero, slaying all their enemies. But Jesus comes riding in on a colt. Humble, lowly. But I was also struck by something that's particular to this translation, the Common English Bible, that we were reading this morning. Many of the gospel accounts, when Jesus instructs the disciples to go get the colt, he says, if anyone asks, just tell them the Lord needs it. But did you notice in the translation Amira was reading, it said, if anyone asks you why you're taking the colt, tell them it's Master needs it. The colt's master is Jesus. Jesus is Lord of all. Not just the people in the story, but the animals and the trees and the gates. Everything belongs to the Lord. Even that lowly colt who does his or her part. And then we come to stones. There are references in both of our readings to stones. The psalm says, the stone the builders rejected has become the foundation stone, the cornerstone. That could really be the summary of this whole week ahead. The one rejected by human beings is being revealed as the most important cornerstone of the whole found the whole kingdom, the whole of God's reign. I mean, Jesus will be revealed as the most important piece in God's plan, even though he will be rejected by almost everyone in the week ahead. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, the foundation stone. Perhaps also a reminder to us that God always uses the people and things that we so often overlook and reject. It's always the people that are thought to be too young or too old or too weak or too poor or too oppressed. Those are the people that God always uses to bring about God's plans. Perhaps a reminder to us, God always uses the things that we humans and our society reject to bring about God's will. And that's who Jesus is in the week ahead, the one rejected and then revealed to be most important. But then there's this, I think, fascinating statement that Jesus makes about stones in the gospel account in Luke. You know, the crowds have been uproarious, you know, 10 times louder than the young people were walking up and down the aisle. And there were people, particularly Pharisees and religious leaders in the crowd that day, who didn't like all that noise and show. You know, this rabble making all this noise in their quiet, peaceful town. So they go to Jesus and say, hey, can't you get your followers to tone it down a little? And Jesus says, I tell you this, if they were silent, the stones themselves would cry out. What an odd thing to say. I tell you, if the people became quiet, the very stones would cry out. Again, there might be a little foreshadowing here. We know that most of the people cheering that day, including the disciples, Jesus' own friends, will become silent by week's end and fall away. And a few, of course, will change their tune from Hosanna to Crucify. But Jesus says, if they are silent, When they go silent, the stones themselves will cry out. Again, all creation is part of this story. I'm reminded of references in various psalms to the mountains leaping for joy and singing. I'm reminded of John the Baptist saying early in the gospel to people saying, you know, we're sons of Abraham, we're children of Abraham, to which John the Baptist says, I hear him saying it with a bit of a sneer, I tell you, God can raise up children of Abraham from these stones. And then, of course, I think of that stone which will be of so much importance come Friday night when Jesus is laid in a tomb and a stone rolled in front of it. You suppose that stone was doing any crying out over the weekend? All these interesting minor objects which play a role in today's story and in the events of the week ahead. I invite you to find some ways to journey with Jesus, to journey together through this Holy Week. There will be services tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night over in Spruce Pine at the Presbyterian Church for Holy Week. We will have a service Friday night at 7 o'clock, and of course we will gather back here next Sunday for worship to celebrate. But along the way, we will be encountering some other objects that take on added resonance. Bread and wine, water and swords, nails and wood. I invite you to pay attention this week in some way to see what this story in all its detail may be telling us anew this year. Amen.